Of course, has more.
Okay, Grandma. So the first question is, tell me about your love, the love of your life.
My husband of 53 years.
Okay. Second advice is, what advice would you give to your younger self?
To my younger self?
Mm-hmm.
Probably think before I speak.
It's a good lesson. What are you most grateful for?
My family.
Where did you grow up? And what was your childhood like?
Well, I grew up in Millington, Michigan. We was on a farm. We worked hard. But we were happy. We had good parents, so that was a plus.
Tell me about a teacher that impacted your life while you were growing up, and how did they do it?
Her name was Miss Kirk. Later on, she became Dr. Kirk. She had a PhD. She was just a marvelous person. When she explained something, you knew exactly what she was saying. She had lots of patience. She encouraged everybody. What more can I say? But she was a terrific teacher.
Good to hear that. What are you proudest of in your life?
Probably we have the ability to raise a good family that later on became my grandchildren. And I just am very thankful for them for doing it. It turned out very, very nice.
How would you like to be remembered?
That I'm patient most of the time. That I love kids. I love people. I think that God made us. That He did a terrific job.
That you had in your life.
It was wonderful. He proposed 3 times, and finally, on the 3rd, I said yes.
What elections are on your mind, and why?
What?
Like political elections. What are they?
Our government. I'm very concerned. We're trying to, first of all, we gave a president a hard time from what I can see. He's a little different than other presidents, but we are setting better than we've ever set. And I think that perhaps they just don't understand him.
Sorry.
So hopefully, I don't know if I want him for a second term. I'm not sure that I do. But he did a good job for the first term. And it'll be up to the people themselves. He's the second term.
Okay, the 8th question is, who has been the kindest to you in your life, and how are they so kind?
What was it?
Who has been the kindest to you in your life, and how are they so kind?
Well, I'm a daddy's girl, so you know I'm going to say my father. But my mother was good, too.
Okay. Do you have any funny stories about people when you were growing up?
I think our family, for one of them, we both, my mother was raised in a ranch in California. on the farm, and we rode him. We were standing up, no bridle, no saddle, no nothing, on the gallop. And a neighbor chick would come over just to see us do these things. And it's really a simple thing to do. But that was, I think that was a big part of our life. We made our own playthings and stuff. But we had a mother and dad that helped us too, even though my father was not born on the ranch.
Next question, this is the ninth question, or maybe the tenth, I'm not sure, but we'll do one more after this.
Okay.
This question is, thinking about if future generations hear this recording of you, what advice would you give to them?
Be hard worker. Be truthful. I believe in God because God is the one that's going to help them. In tough times, He is there when we need Him. All we have to do is ask Him. So I think that might be the thing. And make friends. Make good friends.
Did you like going to school? And why or why not?
Yes, I did. I wasn't in love with it because we worked so hard. If anybody that ever lived on a farm knows exactly what I'm saying, farm work is hard work, but it's good work. And I like the farm. I guess that's it.
There's a few more questions, I believe.
Okay.
I'm sorry to stay long. When you were growing up, what did religion play? Like, what was the part religion played in your life?
It played a big part of my life. My mother taught us to rely on God, to know that He was there, and that when we needed Him, all we had to do was ask. And I've never seen a time when He wasn't there when we needed Him.
Okay, the next question is, what lessons has working taught you?
Well, I don't know the answer to that one. Working is lots of fun. It really is. Working is a lot of fun. But you have to put your heart and soul in it. And it's not always going to be easy. Sometimes you'll meet disappointments, but you have to be strong and just see it through.
That is all the questions I have for you. Thank you.
Probably wasn't much of a...